Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, September 20th, 2021. Welcome to Day 244. House Democrats plan to combine a short-term government spending bill with the suspension of the debt limit in an effort to stave off a government shutdown. The stopgap funding bill would last through December 3rd, 2021, and the debt ceiling would be suspended through December of 2022. Mitch McConnell, however, reiterated that Republicans will not support legislation that raises the debt limit. The Republican threat is in protest of the Democrats' decision to pursue trillions of dollars in new spending in order to overhaul federal health care, education, climate, immigration, and tax laws. McConnell called it an effort to exploit this terrible yet temporary pandemic as a Trojan horse for permanent socialism. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, though, warned that a reckless Republican-forced default could plunge the country into a recession. Congress has until the end of September to ratify a new spending agreement or risk a shutdown. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen previously warned that under current conditions, the department will reach its borrowing limit sometime in October, which would cause irreparable harm to the U.S. economy. The House is expected to vote on the package this week. Meanwhile, the Senate parliamentarian blocked the Democrats' plan to use the $3.5 trillion social and climate package to provide a pathway to citizenship for an estimated 8 million immigrants. Elizabeth McDonough, the Senate parliamentarian, ruled that the proposal is, by any standard, a broad new immigration policy, and said that changing the law to clear the way to legal permanent resident status is tremendous and enduring policy change that dwarfs its budgetary impact. In a three-page memo to senators, McDonough noted that under Senate rules, provisions are not allowed in such bills if their budget effect is merely incidental to their overall policy impact. Moving on, more than 675,000 people in the United States have now died of COVID-19. Surpassing the country's 1918 influenza pandemic death toll. The U.S. accounts for about 14% of the total COVID-19 death toll globally, despite the widespread availability of vaccines. Roughly 25.3% of eligible Americans who are 12 and older remain unvaccinated, or about 72 million people. Meanwhile, the U.S. will lift travel restrictions on foreign visitors who are fully vaccinated against the virus. Starting in November, international travelers will be allowed to enter the United States if they can show proof of vaccination before boarding the plane and that they have tested negative for the virus within 3 days of their flight. The move rolls back a blanket ban on travel for non-U.S. citizens that was imposed by the Trump administration. In Texas, the Biden administration began deporting Haitian migrants from a border city where about 14,000 migrants had gathered under and around a bridge after crossing into the United States from Mexico. More than 320 migrants arrived in Port-au-Prince on three flights Sunday, and the Department of Homeland Security is expected to run 5 to 8 flights a day in order to deter Haitians who are overwhelming Del Rio, Texas. Customs and Border Protection also plans to have at least 400 agents and officers in the Del Rio area and is prepared to send more. And finally, the Supreme Court will hear arguments on December 1st regarding Mississippi's restrictive abortion law, which bans abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The case has been blocked by lower courts because it directly violated Roe v. Wade's protections for pre-viability abortions. The 1973 ruling established that a woman has the constitutional right to terminate a pregnancy in the first 6 months of pregnancy, when the fetus cannot survive outside the womb. The justices said they want to hear arguments on whether all bans of pre-viability abortions are unconstitutional. A ruling is expected next year. Earlier this month, the justices allowed Texas to move forward with its near-total abortion ban. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anvitas.